Fix It Up Live.
We stir, swizzle, and mix it up.
Practice our perfect pour and imagine signature cocktails and cool stuff from Kohler with Cooking Channel's Drink Up host, the mighty mixologist, Dr. Cheryl Robinson.
Da Vinci Roofscape spins out some Primo mashups for your home's exterior with their Shake It Up color contest.
And grab your wood gloves. We're talking tools, projects, and turning a NASCAR truck into a disaster relief team with Pool Bank USA.
This one's a real shaker, so hang on tight.
Right now. It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And I will say this right now. You look great today.
Thank you, darling. I really appreciate it. You look awfully handsome yourself. And, you know, our whole thing today is that we're shaking it up, and we've got some awesome guests that's shaking it up all different directions with a color contest where you can win $5,000. And, you know, the mighty mixologist, Dr. Daler, who shakes it up all day long, making, like, wonderful cocktails. And Tool Bank USA, that shaking it up using a NASCAR truck to actually change it into disaster relief across the country. But I want to shake it up a little bit different for you. And we're shaking it up and going a little bit, you know, off the planet, shaking it up.
I'm feeling a little Grundy in your mojo right now. You got a little bit of that. I'm ready for a yeah or a whatever.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be shaking it up today.
Yeah.
And for everyone who doesn't know who Grundy is, he's on Cool Tools, and he also has a new show on... What is a Travel Channel?
I don't know.
It's something about where he goes.
I
think it's a Travel Channel. He goes around and he's eating all kinds of amazing things, and it's got a cool name. I can't remember it right now, but I want to shake it up and go outer space right now because I've been fascinated ever since I heard about Mars One. And Mars One, if you haven't heard about it, they want to establish a human settlement on the planet Mars by 2023. And I kid you not. And like Buzz Aldrin said, long time ago, Mars is there waiting to be reached. And it seems like it's something that the Mars One people really think can happen. So if you check them out online and you can see all of the cool things that they're talking about there, and like you think about it, they're looking for astronauts to go to Mars, but they're looking for regular people to become those astronauts.
Regular people aren't astronauts.
That's exactly it. So you can apply online to actually become a Mars astronaut. And there are like applications and there are characteristics of what it's, you know, what they're looking for to be the ideal candidate to be a Mars astronaut. But before you even think about that, you have to keep in mind that if you go to Mars with Mars One, you never get to return back to Earth. That's the one thing to keep in mind.
That's a bigger commitment than getting a tattoo.
That is a very big commitment. And then the second thing is that they're planning to film the entire thing and make it into a TV show. Because the premise of that, too, and that's how they say that they're getting their funding for the mission, but also to get sponsorships and stuff for this show. But they said, you know, that when, you know, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, the whole world watched.
Yeah.
And think about how many people had TV and how, like, how many reality shows and stuff were on back then.
Yes, exactly. And you had to go to your neighbor's house to watch TV. It went off at, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but now, you know, they say that by 2023, they say that 4 billion people will have access to video images. 4 billion people. And that they expect that everybody would watch this Mars One expedition, which is crazy. But the other thing, too, is you think about going to Mars, that, you know, you are going to be living in these tight quarters with people that like you are been training with and everything like that. But they said it's 20 cubic meters of living space per person on your flight to Mars. And it's a mission that I think it lasts like 9 months. But by comparison, think about Christopher Columbus. When they sailed the Atlantic in 1492, each person had less than 10 cubic meters of living space.
And I bet it was a lot less clean and comfortable, for that matter, than what these Marsmonauts, that's right, I just named them.
Yes.
Marsmonauts would be experiencing just because they're in the galley in a hold of a ship.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, it's crazy to think about it. And, you know, one of the things that brings that whole thing to mind is that my girlfriend, Amy, mm-hmm. I met her so many years ago. And, you know, right after I met her, her father had just published the first research paper, I think it was in Science, that suggested that there was life on Mars. And her father just passed away a couple of weeks ago. But it's amazing to think that all of this research and all the stuff that people have been doing, and it's coming to like this place where people are actually applying online. And you guys listening can apply right now. Go there and just like become a part of the whole Mars expedition. And, you know, you can probably connect with your family and friends, but you probably won't ever.
A radio signal takes like 2 weeks to get back from there.
Oh, it's
crazy.
It's amazing.
Like when that thing landed, no, it's hours, but still. When the Curiosity landed, they didn't know if it landed well or not. But we have to land into a break.
You might be out of reach, but I am so overexcited to see you another day.
Fix-It-Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Hey, Teresa, have you noticed our energy bills have been lower the past several years?
Absolutely. Ever since we replaced our drafty old windows with energy-efficient Simons and vinyl windows, our bills have definitely gone down. And I've noticed it's more comfortable in our home, too.
You know, selecting the right windows for your home does matter. If you're considering a window replacement project, check out Simons and Windows. These award-winning premium vinyl windows are custom-made for your home.
To learn more, visit Simonton.com today.
Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're talking tools and trucks and giving back.
You know, your favorite things, well, some of them are tools and trucks. And any kind of truck that's loaded with a lot of tools, like thousands of tools, would be pretty kind of amazing for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we are talking with Mark Broadback, who's the CEO of Toolbank USA. And while the primary goal, the mission objective of Toolbank USA is to help charities get tools on site to disaster areas, they have a truck that is so awesome that it's erased all my other questions. Mark, are you still with us after that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mark, Teresa, it's great to hear from you all.
Well, it's good to talk to you, too, because we haven't seen you since we were all there in Joplin helping out, helping rebuild, you know, a neighborhood and a playground there because of the tornado that hit there.
That's right, and what an incredible experience that was.
That was
just to watch, A, the devastation, and then, B, the recovery and the inspiration of the people that were there just to make it happen, both the residents and the volunteers that came in, like yourselves.
Well, and I talk about you often, more often than you might think, because of your nickname for yourself.
Yes, My stage name is LL Cool J with a T.
Yes.
And until LL Cool J comes after me, I'm keeping it.
You know, I don't think he will. I think he'll think that's pretty cool, actually. I think he would think that's right on. So.
There's enough room. We can share, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Especially if you come out of the back of your mobile disaster services tractor trailer with an armload of shovels and tell him to get busy.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. This thing is even better than a tractor trailer. It's a NASCAR trailer. So it's a low boy. You can stack cars in it. Of course, we're emptying it, but it has a stage that you can set up on the roof. So maybe once we get deployed, and our deploy date is June 1st, that's what we're shooting for now, which coincides with hurricane season, we can call LL Tool J and he can do a concert off the top of the truck.
Now, I'm just saying that we have this radio show that you're on right now, and if you're going to be doing any kind of performance on top of a NASCAR truck, well, I think that sounds pretty fun, and we would love to have an invitation for that.
Amen. Amen. You'll be the first up there before LL Cool J.
Well, and I will tell you this. We actually tried that with our house band, Tim Williams, in Joplin. When we had a truck, we had some kind of rental truck, and he got up on the roof, and it wouldn't support him and his stuff. So
this would be awesome.
This is fantastic.
Well, let's get back
to the mission of why this truck exists. Where it came from, and what it does.
Absolutely. Well, Tool Bank USA was started in 2008 to replicate tool bank programs, and those are permanent tool banks, mind you, not the mobile kind. We've had 20 years of experience lending tools in Atlanta, Georgia, and these are kind of between the tool bank started not so much as a disaster program, but just to empower volunteers to make a greater impact in their community. And as events have taken place in the last couple of years, the idea of applying tool bank resources, meaning a huge warehouse full of equipment, almost $250,000 worth of tools, and we're talking power tools, ladders, rakes, shovels, you name it, in support of disaster response efforts seemed like a pretty natural extension of what we were doing as we replicated tool banks. We have operating tool banks now in Charlotte, Cincinnati, and Baltimore, and we have new permanent tool banks also coming up in Houston and Phoenix and Portland, Oregon, and Richmond, Virginia. So it's kind of a parallel effort. We have these permanent tool banks that will serve as resource nodes both during and between disasters, and obviously the Houston tool bank is a major endeavor in that department on the Gulf region. And then the mobile unit, or what we're just calling the mobile tool bank, colloquially, is that NASCAR trailer that we will deploy in support of organizations responding to those disasters around the country. So when Joplin happens again, we'll be right behind those responding organizations with just thousands and thousands of tools to equip volunteers who are there to help.
Wow, that is so amazing because, you know, one of the things that when Mark and I were gearing up to go out to Joplin, you know, tools are in limited supply when you go in because, you know, anyone that's there has already bought everything. Like all the stores are sold out. There's nothing available. So when volunteers go in there to try to help, you have to come fully equipped because you're limited by as much as you have the tools and the resources to be able to do it.
Yes.
Right. Or more poignantly, as Stanley Black & Decker pointed out to us, not only is your stuff gone, your infrastructure's gone, it's gone. It's not that you just can't go buy more because they're out of it at the store. It's that the store's gone.
Yes.
So you are addressing so many layers. And, you know, I don't want to oversimplify how complicated disaster relief is, but this seems to be like one of those real fulcrums around which a successful disaster relief really seems to depend.
I think you're right, Mark, and the exciting part about this, if I could just say so, is that, you know, you mentioned Stanley Black & Decker. They were really the frontline investors in this project. They had all the tools to fill this trailer and replenish it. You know, we expect some pretty significant loss of these tools if they're used in these disaster arenas. And at the same time, we recently received a significant donation of tools, long-handle tools, from Ames True Temper. So we just got through backers, and UPS has provided very generously a lot of the financial support for us to purchase this trailer. It's being gutted right now, and actually starting the demolition process, we had a team of volunteers down there, and I couldn't keep my hands off as well. It was just a great opportunity to experience the thing. It's just this huge cavern trailer. And mind you, there's no motor on it. UPS has generously offered to move this trailer to wherever we want in the country within 48 hours. So we've just got some great partners behind this, and just momentum is growing, and we're very excited about it.
Holy smokes. Well, I'm a total tool dweeb and truck dweeb. So
I'm with you.
Now the first question I have is, as you explained that at the moment it's just a trailer, does UPS actually send you a tractor, and then you tow it with that?
That's right. What we'll do is call UPS, and they will hook it up to just a plain old, I believe it's a Class A tractor. They'll haul it to wherever we want to go within 2 days, and we'll drop it near the command and control center of the disaster response team that's probably already there on the ground working with FEMA and organizations called VOAD, which is the Volunteer Organizations Addressing Disasters. It's an incredible national organization, the National VOADs, and at the state level as well. And so we'll park nearby to help equip their volunteers and support their efforts on the ground, just as the tool banks do in their permanent facilities as well.
Wow. Do you get a tracking number?
That is the goal. You know, someday, you know, folks ask, what's the shrinkage look like in a permanent tool bank? And I'm happy to say that, you know, the return rate on tools at a permanent tool bank or a fixed tool bank is well over 99%. It's very rare that things, just disappear. Things do come back broken, and we've got just legions of volunteers all over the country at each tool bank that love to fix our tools and extend their lives as far as they can. And we use tools like AIM True Temper and DeWalt that have, that are commercial quality or better, that can really put up with the demands of the arena that they're in. And by doing so, just extend the life of those tools. We don't know what that will look like, obviously, in the disaster arena. So we will have a steep learning curve when we're out there. But the good news is there's just so much support for this idea in the disaster response community.
Wow. Now, when you've mentioned DeWalt and Stanley Black & Decker and Ames True Temper, do you also have the, what would I call, sort of the landscaping tree work, so chainsaws and those kinds of things available too? Or is that more of a professional kind of application?
No, we think we will have those. Our goal is to have them. Right now I'm looking at our inventory of available tools. There's about 50 different tool types that will be on the truck, ranging from some of the power tools of the chainsaws and the cordless drills, obviously lots of reciprocating saws as people are doing demo work to try to get their houses secured. Lots of circular saws, not a whole lot in the way of landscaping other than debris removal and muck outs, which is just getting mud out of houses, the wide mouth shovels, rakes, tons of safety cones, safety glasses, lots of sledgehammers, the foo bars, lots of floor squeegees, extension cords, pipe wrenches, anything. We've talked to a lot of responding organizations that have told us what tools they want to see and what will be most useful to them. And obviously in our first deployment, I think that will change pretty quickly. We'll get a very strong understanding of what we need in the field. We're excited to get out there, and we're actually doing we're looking to fill that position. Once we deploy that trailer, we'll have a staff person that will race out there and really act as our boots on the ground to lend those tools while the trailer's there.
Wow. What an amazing experience that would be for someone to be able to do that.
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
I wrote out the job description. I'm like, wow, that was like a lot of fun. It looks like a lot of adrenaline.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it.
Wow. And, you listed out all those tools, and I'm just thinking, of all those kinds of, and this is totally off base, but those, like, cartoons where kids are dreaming of, like, all those candies and stuff. That's basically what Mark dreams of at night, that list of tools you just read off.
Yeah.
So you've got to check out Toolbank USA. Check out their website, toolbank.org. Follow them on Twitter at ToolBankUSA. And check out their Facebook page at ToolBankUSA. Check us out after the break. We're driving out of here. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Come back down from the clouds. All you do is sit around. I'm lost.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa, and we're shaking it up in tool land, talking about a tool that I got to use a lot building a deck with Chris Lampton on Going Yard, and I got a ton of mileage out of this. It's one of my favorite kind of tools, and is a worm drive circular saw.
Well, first question I have to say is, what color is it?
It's yellow.
Uh-huh. It's, so everybody knows what it is then.
It's yellow and it's magnesium, which is silver gray, silvery.
Yeah?
That's technical Pantone color of the year.
Okay, so you love the saw, but what makes it more awesome than other saws?
Well, it's about the details, because worm drive saws have been around for a long time. And I like worm drives. They're the longer ones that are kind of heavy, as opposed to a sidewinder where the motor sticks out the side. A lot of people have sidewinders. But I like worm drives because of the way I cut. They're heavy, they cut smooth, and this one does a great job at that. I plowed through all kinds of framing, all kinds of deck boards, building a deck on Going Yard, and it worked great. And then when I needed to dial in a trim cut, like a guardrail or something where I needed to make a nice 45 on the cap, really easy control, good handles, the trigger pulled well, and it also does something that I really like, and it's one of the things that tool designers have a hard time designing.
Okay.
Invisible features.
Oh, yeah, the stuff. It's kind of like in your house, you know, like if your plumbing works good, you never really think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You never really see it. And one of the invisible features on this one is the line of sight, so how you can see between the blade housing, where all the blade guard and blade stuff is, and down through the shoe or the base plate to your cut line.
I think we're going to have to put a diagram up on our website for everybody to follow, play along at home. This is getting complicated.
Well, just imagine where the blade is and where your pencil line, your chalk line, whatever that is. Basically, there's two kinds of circular saws, the kinds where you can see it easily and the kinds where you can't.
Okay.
And on the DeWalt, and the model number for this, because I love model numbers.
Oh, really?
DWS-535, geeked out. Who's geeked out?
Okay, I'm calling Kaylee McKay from Rescue Renovations right now. She'll appreciate that.
Oh, she'd be out of her mind
yes,
right now.
Yes, she would be.
She is a circular saw fan.
Yes.
So,
So you love it because it can do detail work, and it can rip through all kinds of framing lumber and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's got big power, and it's got the finesse I need to, like, trim a door or make a shelf blank using a straight edge. Straight edge we call shoot board. We make that. That's a whole other thing. And there's a neat feature on it, too, because if you're a tool geek like me, you know that circular saw blades have this little diamond knockout in them, in the middle of them. And if you use a sidewinder saw, you never touch that. But for worm drives, you actually break that thing out of there because it goes over a piece on the blade armature. Anyway, there's a little hook on the DeWalt saw, and I'm smiling right now, that you can actually get and start to peel that off with, because otherwise you have to hit it with a nail. I use my scratch awl. You got to pound on it somehow. So this actually helps you get it started. It's not perfect, but it's there.
That's very cool. I'm glad you like it. And it's I think it's up on our website right now. You reviewed it on myfixituplife.com. And if you click on Finds, you can check it out. And, you know, we got a question that we want to answer, too.
Yeah, and this one's vexed me for many, many a paint job.
Oh, I was going to say the question vexed you. I was going to say, you know, it's really hard to stump my husband, Mark, when you ask him a how-to question. He always has an answer.
Well, if you asked me this the first time it was happening to me, I would have answered by pulling my hair out and screaming, why?
I don't think you look very good bald, so that would not be a good look for you. So let's hear the question.
Well, the question is, I'm applying paint, and it seems like as I apply it, it's literally drying in the can right in front of me. What can I do? It's like gumming up. It's streaking this whole thing. And it sounds like he's applying trim paint. So he'd be painting with a brush and a line. And that has happened to me. And what I've done to solve that problem.
So the paint is drying in the can. And you're trying to get a really gorgeous coat on all of your trim.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want brush strokes.
No.
You want to go on wet.
Oh, it's so frustrating when it's all gummy and everything,
too. Oh,
it's
infuriating.
Yes. That's when you have to, like, just stop, walk away from the project, get a cup of coffee, and then come back and, like, readdress it. Otherwise, you get so frustrated that you're just going to be making more of a mess of the problem.
Yes, and you drive yourself crazy making small adjustments when you're right. You should just
take a break. Yes.
But when you come back from your little break,
uh-huh.
Bring a little tiny cup of water.
Yes.
Add a few drops, and I mean just a few drops, to a full paint can. And then put the lid back on. Seal it back on there, you know, so tap it on with a hammer.
All the way tight.
All the way tight. And in order to do that neatly, of course, you need to make sure that the gutter of the paint can is at free and clear of paint.
And if it's not, you want to put a rag over it when you're smacking it down with your hammer, or else you'll just get splatters everywhere else.
Now you've got two problems.
You've got multiple problems.
Yeah, we've got a few.
Unless you're trying to do splatter art, then it's awesome.
Then it's, again, Kayleen McCabe and Chris Grimes. Get them over here. Yeah. Hey, Kayleen, yeah, why don't you do that?
Oh, yeah, let's do some splatter
art. I'm over here with sandwiches.
So, you know, once you put it all on, you want to shake it.
Yes, you want to, but you want to shake it, and I don't know why paint places give you stir sticks. They're worthless. They don't even stir it.
They're not completely worthless. I don't think they're worthless.
Especially, I'll take this home and throw it away now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They are worthless.
I think they can actually help.
Well.
While you're painting.
No.
Instead of having to put it all the way back on.
No.
You can stir it up just to get it going.
You shake until the enamel's coming
shake
off.
Shake or stir. That's the theme of our show.
That's a stir.
You're a shaker.
You shake it up.
All right.
So shake and really shake it for like 20 seconds and make sure you got a good grip on the paint can and shake it up hard. And then you can take the paint can lid off. I'm sorry.
You don't want to take the paint can off
don't
the lid.
Don't take the paint can off the lid. That's backwards.
That would be a real mess.
That's like emptying your bathtub by flipping it over. And then you should have added enough moisture back into the paint to free up the solids that are in there, and I'm geeking out again, to make it flow better. But
yeah.
You should also clean your brush every couple of hours.
Oh, yeah, because all that stuff can dry up on your brush, especially if it's a little bit warm.
Yep.
In the environment in which you're painting, because it will dry on your brush.
Yeah, and the drying gummy paint on the brush accelerates the drying of the wet paint. So you just want to clean out and do a good job. Use a brush comb. Use warm water.
Brush combs are pretty awesome, I
yeah.
have to say. When I first got introduced to using a brush comb, I was like, why haven't I always been using this to clean out brushes? But, Mark, you know, when you're using, like, a latex paint versus, like, an oil-based paint, like, that kind of gumminess is more likely to happen, too.
Right, exactly.
Because of the water in it, it's more likely to evaporate faster than the oil. So with all of the paint that we're using these days, it's, you know, VOC and everything, it's safe to be around, and you have to open all your windows to paint. That kind of thing is probably happening a lot more than it used to.
Yeah, I think it happens with some brands of paint more than others. I mean, I've experienced it with different kinds of paint. So the point is, if it's happening, here's your out. Clean your brushes. and make sure you add just a tiny bit of water. Don't add too much because you'll definitely water it down.
And make sure you drink that cup of coffee too to relax, because you know, if you're in a good mindset and you can be a little bit chill while you're doing your project.
A little bit chill. I'm not cool enough to say stuff like that.
Then you can, you know, you can experience it a little bit better, and you can actually be more efficient and get things done faster if you kind of have a happy kind of mindset. That's why, you know, I love Mary Poppins.
I'm sorry. We went from painting to Mary Poppins. And
yeah, spoonful of sugar, baby. That's what it's all about.
That's like a Mars leap of segue.
No, it's not. It's totally not.
I need to sign up for that.
Well, no, you don't, because I don't want you leaving the planet and I'll never see you again. I'll miss you. And speaking of that, we have to go to break. So we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Ain't no job that's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall. If it's loose, I'll make it tight. That's right. Cork a tub, stop a leak. I can do anything you need. Yes, ma'am. I'm your fix-it man.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
You see, I've no shape for driving. Anyway, I've got no place to go. And you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I ever had. If I had flown the whole thing years ago, I might be here with you. Tomorrow we can drive around this town.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're lighting the lamp.
We're lighting the lamp.
At the Leviton Booth.
What?
Inside.
That is crazy.
The Builder's Show.
All
in
right.
Las Vegas, Nevada, and the...
The doctor
there,
is in.
And the out there
the
you...
The doctor's in the house.
The doctor is in the house. Dr. Darrell, how are you?
I am fine. Dr. Mixologist.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Mixologist.
Yes.
Darrell, two R's, Robinson.
Yes.
Technically, three R's.
Where'd the three come from? Oh, but with the R
not
and Robinson.
Row.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And now we're pulling that
I have
of...
to drink a little bit more to kind of get with that. But okay.
Well, you have been, you know, mixing up cocktails in the Kohler booth.
Yes.
For like 2 days now.
Yes, I have.
Yes, and
I drank for 2 days.
I stopped by and watched. I did mm-hmm. not try anything because I'm trying to be a good girl during the show because I'm working here.
Yeah, but you pace, you know.
But I'm done.
I'm not going to slur my words. We're going to have a very nice conversation. We do these things responsibly. Come on.
Yes, it's very responsible. I'm not driving here.
And neither am I.
Yeah.
So I know we need to talk about what's going on over at Kohler and what you're doing, Cooking
mm-hmm.
Channel, Drink Up. But I have to start with my jealousy.
Go ahead.
Of, and by the way, Tim Williams, timwilliams.com, great segue song. I wish I could wear the clothes that you wear. That is the baddest necklace, besides the one my wife is wearing, I've ever seen. I would look like a dog from a cartoon if I wore that.
The necklace was a gift.
See, mine
a
was
gift,
a gift,
yeah.
too. The best kind.
Exactly.
The
yeah.
best
you know?
Kind.
Yeah.
What even is that? Is that, like, are you some kind of Greek god?
I have no idea.
You,
a friend
oh,
of mine in L.A., she had it. She's about 5'2", 90 pounds. She said, it looks too big on me. Take it.
Well, it looks fantastic.
So,
on, yeah.
you know, hey, but all these muscles, it works, you know?
Well, the other thing, the other level of my jealousy is you are, and this is a technical term for you gym goers, you are built like a brick house.
Well, girls are built like a brick house. Guys are just buff. I might be buff brick house. That would be a boom, boom, and all that, you know.
Do you go to the gym every day?
I do not.
Every day.
It's a combination of just watching what you eat, and I don't do anyone's diet, but, you know, instead of two hamburgers, I have one. You know, instead of, you know, a 16-ounce steak, I have an 8-ounce steak. I eat everything and anything, but it's just portion control.
Moderation, just
exactly.
like it's going at the bar.
Yep.
Where I'm going to be going over to the Kohler booth later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll save you a cocktail.
Yeah.
What are we having?
We're having all kinds of cocktails today, but the basic ingredients are going to be rums today, a cherry liqueur, there's some Prosecco drinks, raspberry-infused vodka drinks, and tequila, Don Julio Reposado tequila, delicious.
So, I don't even understand the last part of what you just said, but I got to go.
But you're all in.
I stopped listening at infused.
Well, come over and just taste. That's all you need to do.
I love it.
You have to taste.
Exactly.
I'm going. I'm signed up.
Okay, so here's a question for you.
Good.
And I have to admit that you might know where I got this question if you flew U.S. Airways on the way out here.
I did not.
Okay, then I have a magazine article to give you.
Okay.
The sign of a good martini,
mm-hmm.
I read that it's cold, cold, cold.
Exactly.
And the way you really know if the mixologist who put it together exceedingly well is if it's got ice chips in it.
Yeah and no. Ice chips imply that you probably shook the cocktail.
That's exactly what the author of that said.
And some people think that's, you know, a travesty. If it's all booze, you should actually stir it. And a martini is all liquor, unless if you're starting to do things like cosmopolitans and apple mm-hmm. martinis. But let's just talk classic vodka or gin martini.
Right.
That's all booze. You're supposed to use a bar spoon and stir it until the end of time to make it cold. But no shaking. Just stir it. Then you strain it.
What's your preference on that?
Depends. If it's the summertime and I'm in New Orleans and on Bourbon Street and it's like 110 degrees, you can shake it until you drop dead and give me as many ice chips in it as you want. But normally if I'm indoors at a nice restaurant enjoying a dinner, you know, I don't mind if you come over and give me the treatment. Good evening, sir. Here's your cocktail and pour it slowly out of the... You know.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it
tastes better when it comes with all that attitude, you know?
Well,
do you
that's
only
the thing
eat
is-
at places where they're British?
I'll leave that to you.
So I read that you started mixing drinks and tending bar at your parents' parties growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing it pretty much ever since.
Ever since, yeah. You know, through all the other career choices I thought I was making, the bartending has always been a consistent
mm-hmm.
thing. And, you know, it was just a natural propensity towards, you know, knowing what I... Some people can walk into a kitchen and just throw down and cook. I'm not that guy. You can put me behind your bar and give me all your booze, and I can guarantee you I will make you wonderful things. I may not have names for them, but they will taste wonderful.
Now
what drink would you give me? I want to know.
You look kind of colorful over here with the necklace and the tank top, but then you're giving me these boots with the 6-inch heels on them. I'm like, I think you could just do it all. So, you know, I might start off easy, but, you know, we might wind up in the bourbon and rye realm, too, because I think you could probably go there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so I wouldn't girl you out. No girly drinks for you, no.
I don't really like girly drinks.
No, I could tell.
Yeah.
I know the next word out of his mouth for me is, yeah, you umbrella drink. Yeah.
Umbrellas, balloons.
Now, I was reading on your website, you
mm-hmm.
know, the essentials for a bar, the things that everybody needs to have at their, you know, at their bar.
In their home.
In their home.
Uh-huh. I probably wrote that forever and a day ago, so remind me.
Well, we don't have to go through all
okay.
of those things.
Cool.
But the essential liquors that you need to have, all the drinks and everything, you
mm-hmm.
know, what are, like, the top five things that everybody should have, you know, if they're going to have some friends over,
mm-hmm.
you're not quite sure what they want to drink?
I would have a vodka, a rum, a gin, a tequila, and then I would probably trick it out with two brown spirits. So I would probably do a bourbon, bullet bourbon. If you want to be extra edgy, get into the rye thing. Bullet makes an excellent rye, Templeton rye. Again, those are artisanal type tastes, though. So stick with an easy bourbon. Makers, Bullet, and then maybe a scotch. Get some Glenlivet, get some Jameson, get a Macallan, but a scotch. So you kind of please all the palates and have all kinds of mixes, all kinds of juices, all kinds of sodas.
Now, are your, you know, fantasy drink companions still Obama and Oprah?
Yes, because I still haven't met them.
You still haven't?
No, and where was I for his inauguration? I mean, I'm watching it on the plane, but right. I should have been mixing up cocktails for the president.
Now, what would you make him?
I made an abomination at first, but I understand he's mostly a beer drinker, but I would still make something fun and festive. I would have to think about it, because once you told me I'm going to mix for the president, then I would really get serious about it, mm-hmm. and I would probably try to inquire into what kind of spirits he likes. I don't want to completely surprise the man. If he's not a bourbon drinker, why bring a bourbon cocktail?
Okay.
I would first want to know what he really drinks outside of the beer realm.
Okay. Now, switching over, though, I need to talk to you about the Moxie,
yes.
Bart Kohler, because
yes.
crazy about this,
mm-hmm.
crazy about it.
Yes.
It is absolutely the coolest thing I've seen in a long
it
time.
It is so...
In the bathroom.
Yes,
like, it's
yes.
ridiculous.
I've been playing around with mine for quite a few weeks now. When it first came, I was like... This is really incredible. A speaker and a shower head mixed in one.
Yes.
I used to take my iPhone into the shower to listen to my music. I didn't realize the humidity from the shower would destroy the circuitry on the inside. It kind of blew up. And I learned the hard way by taking some big bills out my pocket to get it fixed. I'm like, okay, well, this is not a good move. So I would try to leave my shower door open and blast my stereo down the hallway, but my neighbors would complain. This alleviates that, because now I have my shower head and my speaker all in one.
And then you can take it with you.
Because it's removable. The
yes.
shower head and the speaker are magnetic, so they dock in place, and you just pull it out when you need to recharge it. But it's like a small little mini speaker. So when I'm in the shower, sometimes I'm done with my shower, but I'm not finished with the song.
Yeah.
Imagine if he was playing. How dare I cut
yeah.
the shower short?
If Tim Williams is playing, you have to bring
exactly.
it with you.
Exactly. So
yeah.
you turn the shower off, but you take him along with you on the speaker, and you take it into the bedroom where you can continue to get your sexy on. Or maybe I get a cocktail innovation in my mind. I take the speaker into the bar, and I do it there. I'm like, it's just endless possibilities. So you can play your music, news, podcasts, everything through that, and you can't sleep on a shower head either. The shower head is incredible. It's
wow.
got a yes, it has a really nice silicone finish on the outside, and it's got 60 angle shower heads. So no, 60 angle nozzles, not shower heads. That
yeah, right, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can imagine 60 shower heads.
Yeah.
60 angle nozzles.
That doesn't mean water sound.
Exactly. So it gives you still that full enveloping body spray that you need. And it's a really great
so
product.
So it performs. And it performs.
It overperforms. It's a double feature, guys.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Wow. It's kind of like you.
Well, you know, I'm just cute. I'm just sexy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a double feature. I'll take that. All right.
You're cute and sexy.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. There you go. I was confused. I mean, forgive me. Why pick one when you can have them both? You know?
You got confused, and then you just skipped ahead to be super awesome.
Is that what it is?
I think that's what
you
it is.
You gave me that title. I'll take that.
Now, in your show Drink Off on the Cooking Channel,
talk to me.
Airing
on
Fridays.
Friday mornings on the East Coast, it's 8:30, but what I just say is check your local listings.
Yeah,
yes,
that's good.
On the Cooking Channel, not the Food Network.
That's a good way to start your day.
Yes, it is.
On a Friday.
Of course.
Yeah, with
a
you.
A little bit of booze action with Dr. Mixologist, yes.
There is nothing like a morning drink, and there is nothing like us taking a break. We'll be back with more from the Leviton booth at the International Builder Show of my Fix It Up Live. Check out Dr. Mixologist and join us right after this.
Woo! Woo-hoo-hoo!
She ain't in the white and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose. And she can't stand the thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. Ragged on the edges, girl. Oh, but I like it rough.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior.
It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tile. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. Got paint prep? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there. The kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park we swear, them not spread, written out square.
Are inside my fix it up life with my fix it up husband Mark
and my beautiful wife Teresa, who's wearing a new pair of earrings today
in a new
color for you. Really,
you know, I've been feeling yellow lately, and I don't know really what that means, but I don't really want to wear like a whole yellow ensemble. I just have like bought yellow earrings the other day.
I'm glad you're not wall.
And like I have like a little pop of yellow. I don't know why. I've never owned anything yellow before, but I'm feeling a little yellow. And I think probably our guest on the line, who's a color expert, Kate, could probably tell me what that means about me. Why am I feeling yellow?
Hi, Teresa. You know what? I think the yellow is probably just the desire for a little bit more sunshine and sort of happiness around us right now in what's been quite a gray period outside.
Well, that probably makes sense because I have been working really hard at home. And, Mark, you should probably bring me some flowers because of that.
You mean bring you flowers again?
Yes.
Yeah. Bring you the next round of flowers.
Which kind of coincides with what we're talking about, too, because I'm shaking it up with my earrings.
And DaVinci Roofscapes is shaping it up.
Shaking it up
with the exteriors color contest.
Yeah.
And we want to know more about it.
Oh, I'm so glad. And Teresa, yes, you're shaking it up with those yellow earrings.
Yes.
And adding even a little bit of color can often make a huge difference. And that's what DaVinci Roofscapes Shake It Up Exteriors Color Contest is all about. So you may ask, the first question that comes to mind is, why DaVinci? But the thing is they're a color leader, and they offer 49 different slate and shake roofing tile colors, and then really an unlimited number of custom colors that you can make out of those tiles using their online tool. And they're also,
Kate, that unlimited number of colors is something that I think that a lot of people just don't know that's out there, that you can literally get any color you want.
When I did those plant tour videos, I could get, for example, a roof the color of Teresa's earrings.
You could get a roof the color of my bright yellow earrings.
Not sure it's the best idea.
But you possibly can. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that is...
No, I was going to say, you could maybe for Jack's Playhouse, but I think probably not for a whole big exterior, but yellow can be used in lots of other ways.
Yes, unless you're like Ronald McDonald or something, that probably wouldn't go over very well.
Probably not. But it is fun to know that you can actually go online and use the Color Design It tool to mix up your own or shake up your own roofing blend and see what it's going to look like and have fun playing with it. I still play with that all the time and make different blends as I'm online. And the other thing with the Shake It Up contest, it's not just about the color, as I say, from the top down, not just about roofs, but also we're going to be working with Simonton Window, Thermature Doors, which has the beautiful canvas craft collection that you can paint, and also their new Pulse Door line, which is paintable, Fipon Trim, and, of course, the My Fix It Up team.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's competitive Mark entering the fray here.
Mm-hmm.
You say contest. I say, what do I win, how much, and when?
Oh, well, it's really good news because the grand prize winner will receive $5,000 cash to add color to the exterior of their home. And here's how it's going to work. And this is really, I'm very excited about this because I get to be one of the people that are looking at the entries and judging. And here's what they're going to do. If a homeowner wants to get involved, all they have to do is go to the DaVinci Roofscapes Facebook page and like the page to enter the color contest. They'll go to click through to an area where they can submit an exterior digital photo of their home. They can write up to 250 word max telling us why they really want to shake up their exterior with color. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what people have to say about that. We're going to look them over. We're going to pick, there's going to be a panel of three judges. I'm included, and I'm really excited to look at all of them. We'll come up with five finalists. Then we're going to put those five finalists, I'm going to work with an artist to do a before, or excuse me, an after rendition. You'll see their before, and you'll see the after picture of what, a suggestion of how they might shake up their home with color. From all of the different products from the sponsors we talked about, I'll be making a wish list of things that I think that they would like on their home. And then the public's going to vote and decide who the winner is, who should have their house all shook up.
That is so cool. So the five finalists will be able to get this beautiful rendering of like a dream version of their house, and then the public gets to vote and decide who gets to win the $5,000 prize to go towards that makeover. That is so cool.
I'm going to change that. As someone who's uniquely qualified to judge this contest,
okay,
I have 20/20 vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can see, and what I need to do is judge that contest myself. Forget about public voting.
Really? I don't think so. It's a public vote. She said it. All right. And actually, I think we're going to put the contest up on our website, so you can go to our free stuff page on myfixituplife.com when the contest opens, and it opens on March 18th. So the day after St. Patrick's Day, you want to log on and you want to enter your home exterior to win this awesome prize.
Yeah, and they've got till March 18th to April 21st to get their picture and their description of why they want to shake up their exterior in. And then from the 22nd of April till May 12th, we're going to be doing the judging and getting the renderings together. So come back on May 13th to start voting for which home you think deserves the shake it up makeover and the $5,000 cash prize.
What a cool thing. And the prize is going to be announced the beginning of June, on June 3rd. So what a great time of year to be able to have such a wonderful prize to be able to make over your exterior in the spring.
Great time of year to bring in color, bring in new stuff.
Yes.
And we're going to bring it out because we have
do.
To go to break. So check out DaVinciRoofscapes.com. Find them on Facebook. Check out MyFixItUpLife.com, our free stuff category. And we're out of here.
We'll be back
with more My Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on. The door was smashed, she said that she was the bomb. Spend our summer holding on, even though.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-628-4624 today.
Got paint prep? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Got a home
home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from my Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
You can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Slam, slam, slam.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune into the My Fix It Up Life show Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
We've got more home improvement how-to and inspiration on MyFixItUpLife.com.
We're on Twitter, Facebook, and we're sharing how-to videos on YouTube and pinning awesome photos on Pinterest.
And we love to be inspired by your questions, your triumphs, and your home improvement success. So please email us at info@MyFixItUpLife.com.
And we're giving away great tools and gear to help get your DIY done at MyFixItUpLife.com. Just click on free stuff.
And we'll be back next week with more My Fix It Up Life.
Another day. Listen to God be here, you both.
Pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. My fix it up life. Might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple love of you. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we I'm fixing up life. This is my fix-it-up life.